Tape Script 2.4. 1. Alan.
They are one of the most eerie and strange experiences you can possibly have. The first time I saw them, they appeared as a kind of shimmering curtain over the top of a ridge of mountains, and they went from a greeny colour to a kind of purpley-red colour, and they just stayed there. And the second time I saw them, it was the most amazing sight because they were right above our heads, and they covered the whole of the sky. The other interesting thing is that not everybody hears it, but they sometimes make a sound, a kind of buzzing noise. It was a real sense of wonder and awe. I just kind of sat there with my mouth hanging open, just feeling kind of small.
2. James.
You start at the bottom of the valley and slowly make your way up the hill, about a 7-hour hike until you get to a camp. Then you get up very early the next morning, about 4 o'clock, in order to get there for the sunrise. You walk for an hour or so, and suddenly you reach this point where you're looking down on this ancient city, just as the sun is breaking through the clouds. It's the most extraordinary sight. And you walk around in the total silence of a city that's more than 500 years old. At that point, it's invaded by thousands of tourists, and it's time to go.
3. Willow.
We got up about 5 o'clock in the morning. We went to the site and set off. Because you're floating with the wind, there was no breeze on you, and it really was like flying like a bird. You could look down on everyone, and they were all so small, like ants. It was just amazing and so silent. And we landed about 7 o'clock, and suddenly we were back with the rest of civilization. It was just the most beautiful experience.